Normally, at this point of the pregame show, we play some highlights from the last game. We tell you what Bemidji State did well, what they need to work on for tonight, and get you ready for face-off 37 minutes from now. Tonight, we're not going to do that. Legends never die! Years ago today, R.H. Bob Peters, the architect of what is Bemidji State Hockey, passed away. To me, there's no better way to honor R.H. than to have a hockey game on the anniversary of the day that he passed. It just so happens this is the first one of those. The first time Bemidji State has played on a day to honor R.H.
Legends never die. They become a part of you.
Well, R.H. isn't with us physically anymore. His fingerprints are all over this program, and anyone who has watched Beaver hockey over the years, well, deep down, R.H. is inside of each one of you, too.
Well, he is this program. He's the architect of this program, and he was proud. When we went Division I, he was proud. When this facility was finally coming to fruition, he was so proud. And when he dropped the puck that opening game against North Dakota, I've never seen him so happy in his life. And when he did that fist pump. And you're right, Schultz. Yeah, I think of him every day because I bought his truck. And so I think of him every day. And it's like anything. He's impacted a lot of people and a lot of hockey players, but even people in the community. And he was a special guy. And, I want that legacy. Hopefully that legacy can live on for a long time.
Without him, we're not here today. Bemidji State wouldn't have a hockey team without R.H. This building certainly never would have been built without R.H. Since 1966, Bemidji State and Bob Peters go hand in hand. Even 2 years after his passing, he still has his fingerprints all over this program, this building, and this town.
1966 to 2001. And he accomplished so much here. And again, not only the conference championships and the national championships, but again, we all grew as men with him. And he had a way with players. He had a way with what he would say to you, how he would say it. He just was in command of his game all the time. He knew what to say at the right time.
Exactly 2 years after he has passed, we still miss Coach. We think of him all the time. Hard not to. You walk into this building, and it says R.H. Bob Peters Rink right across the ice. Again, to me, there's no better way to honor the passing of R.H. Bob Peters than to play a hockey game. And to me, Bemidji State, I don't care what day of the week it is, should be hosting a hockey game on December 15th. People use the terms legend and GOAT way too often. But in this case, there is no doubt that R.H. is a legend and the absolute greatest of all time. 702 wins, and we're not here today without him. On the second anniversary of R.H.'s passing, it's Beaver Hockey Game Day. It's a great day to be a Beaver. To Lou, Steve, Barb, and the rest of the family, thank you for sharing R.H. with us over the years. We certainly hope that the anniversary of Coach's passing can bring a smile to your face of the memories that he did leave behind. The greatest of all time, R.H. Bob Peters. A stick tap to Coach. We drop the puck in 30 minutes. Beaver Hockey, here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Recently, there was a little study done that said, here are the top 25 college hockey programs in the nation. And you boys were ranked number 9. And here's the criteria. Number of wins, percent winning percentage, championships won, conference, national, All-Americans, U.S. national team, U.S. Olympic team members, etc. And you were 9th. All 5 Minnesota Division I teams were ranked. Why not? This is a state of hockey. Only the Gophers at 5 were ahead of us. Ahead of you, boys. Think about that one. You did it all.